And let's see how this pushes forward in terms of trying to understand. Let's just get this clear. We put a construct into place where we're saying that there's two parts to this relationship with Hashem. The first one is where Hashem reveals himself in all his glory, shows us who he is, exposes himself to us, lets us know, does miracles for us, treats us mamash unbelievably, really woos us off our feet. And in that matter, we say, no, we can't say no. It's clear. It's clear. You're forced. You don't really have a bechira. Then Hashem takes all that away. And he gives us 2,000 years of darkness, where you have to be megala the or, you have to megala your rocks and to have the relationship against all the odds when it's not looking so good and it's not so pretty. That's the basic construct we're working through. And as I mentioned yesterday, that's the construct you'll see working everywhere in everything in the Bria works like that. Phases 1, 2, and 3. We'll discuss it maybe when we get there. Whatever, we'll deal with it. But that's the bottom line.
Mike, so.
And he said at the root of that, at the source of all of this, is what's called Bechira Chofshi. That's what's called Bechira, and that's where we use our Bechira to make the relationship, to seal the relationship. So it's not a one-sided relationship with Hashem just doing everything wonderful for us, and we say, yeah, of course I'm going aboard, why not? You're giving me $1 million a day, you're treating me like a king. You think miracles for me, you're beating up all my enemies, and I don't have to do that much. So, because I can be a mentor, Shari Tumen, you do all those things for me. So Hashem says, okay, fine, that's me now. Now, what can you do? So he switches off the lights and says, okay, work it out yourself now. So that's what we're busy grappling with now in this generation. Okay. I'm going to go from the bottom of Ayin Tes. I think we might have done some of it, might have wasn't so clear. This is where we lost sound yesterday. So let's go from the bottom. Ayin Tes. Luchos Rishonim Alpaim Shnei Stoyer, Luchos Shneim Alpaim Shnei Smashiach. Nitek Loim Aor, Ki Aluchos HaRishonim Asamem Asa Alpaim Shnei Satoyer, Ad Luchum Abayis HaRishon. The Luchos Rishon is that, once again, as I mentioned yesterday, there's not watertight comparisons. You'll see that there's aspects of each thing in each other. You'll find Tzadik Vera laws in the 2,000 years of Torah, and you'll find the Tzadik Vera laws in the 2,000 years of Mashiach. But the Ikka character, personality of that period is the period of the Luchos Rishon, of the Giluh. What is it, the Kufa? Dain Shalta Behiros, Oides Metzias Hashem, Al Yedei Anisim HaGiluim, V'Hanavois HaGiluim. Total clarity about Hashem's existence. There was no vikuach about Hashem's existence. Through the open miracles and the revelations of the Nevi'im. Yom HaZayis Mechumam Bais HaRishon Va'elech Yitchila Masechta Saruchu Shel Alpaim Shnoi Simos HaMashiach. From Bais Rishon's destruction, an interface, it wasn't a point, it was a phase between Bais Rishon to Bais Sheni, when the world started coming to an end and we moved into a world called Chochma Adif Minavi. That's the period we're in at the moment. We went from Nevuah to Chochma, we went from Nevuah to Bavli to Talmud, and it's a long Masechta, 2,000 years of the Masa Mashiach. Shebehem Nitna is Damut Lekala Lechirch Es Ritzoyne Avest V'Kosa V'Chosim. Now you can prove your real desire to have a relationship because the lights aren't shining so bright. There's no miracles, no open miracles anyway. Hashem is not revealing himself. On the contrary, it's a hest upon him. V'chein Knesset Yisrael Shiva Yosa Aruvu Shel Hashem Yisparach. Knesset Yisrael, who is this beloved spouse of Hashem, Klal Yisrael in the 2,000 years has shown unbelievable dedication and commitment in the face of awesome Mesiras Nefesh to the dedication to the Chosen. Atshamru Chazal Tzadikim Hamida Li B'Chubana Yosim Tzadikim Ani Li Ben Yanoi. The Tzadikim and the Churban held me up, so to speak, kept connection to me more than the Tzadikim kept me up in times of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Midrash in Shir HaShirim. Zu Koichel Shel Yisrael, Shemalot Kol HaTzorah She'otu Aleim, and that's the Koich of Klal Yisrael. Despite all the suffering, despite all the problems that gets thrown at us, and Noishnu Be'Nemosom HaMushlem Mesleboiz Kol. We stay dedicated and committed to our loyalty and our faithfulness. That's what Imunah means here. Faithfulness to our Kodesh Baruch. That's the, we don't always understand it intellectually.
put it.
You try to understand Auschwitz intellectually. You come up with intellectual rationalization for Auschwitz. And about the same. So what keeps us sane? Because you're not supposed to be sane after something like that. What keeps you sane is your emunah. Is we stay faithful to Hashem, knowing that he's the loving husband. We know what he showed us. We know who he is. We have a history with him. And even that looks like maybe things have gone a bit wonky, but we stick to the emunah because we know we have the history. So what happens at that moment is Gala Shekoich HaBechira Chofshi Shehu Gam Koich Ahit Mardut Ha'ozes V'achutz Bekishtir Zibaranu Liz. We explained above Noitzel Al Yedei Am Yisrael Kudei Liit Morid V'lamid V'oiz Neged Kolamo. That gets revealed in the Koich, the chutzpah, the ozes that a Jew has to stand up against everything that's going on around him. Neged Kol Eila Reitzin V'kachas And As A Torah. You want to take the Torah away from me? You can't because the chutzpah and the ozus is and the ratzo is just, it's not available. You can't take it away from me. What's he sending you to? Tov, he sends you to Maral that explains that the Yerushalmi that we saw the Shvira Saluchos. He says and he explains it slightly. Now he actually says he's based his whole sugya on that Maral. Those of you that know how to learn Maral's Gesundheit. Ramban Chalamdeinu Ramban. Kishleimus Ahavas Am Yisrael Leboire Mikeres Dafke Mitecha Heste Vatzoros. The Ramban in Dvarim says like this, that the Ike Ava of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognizable Dafke in the Heste and the Tzoros. That's where you see Klal Yisrael's commitment and dedication is after in this Torah. Says the Ramban like this: "Imi Avos Hashem itchem bocho bochem, because of Avos Hashem, Hashem chose you. Shero eschem roim liis oiv lefonov, v'nivchorim la'ave yosem mikolamim, because Hashem sees that you are more fitting to be loved in front of Him, and you are more chosen to be loved more than all the nations. Ki anivchel oiv hayedua." Because the one I've chosen to love knows, Lizboel is oivoy bekol habo alav mimen. He knows how to accept, take, suffer whatever his beloved gives him. Yisrael roim lekach mikolam. Yisrael is more roim, more fitting for this than any other nation. Shleisha ozim haim, says the Gemara. Yisrael beumais kiyam dilo b'nisoynas or yudi otzalov. You know what it means, that article there? Or you're the old Slav. Oh, or you're a Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Klal, Ramban knew. Ramban had enormous sorrows from the Christians. Hashem had them terrible nisoinus. Or you stay a Jew, or you kiss the cross. And if you kiss the cross, you get not just that you would live, but you were given enormous benefits and power and money and good jobs. And if not, the suffering was horrendous. And Klal Yisrael stood the test. Little children stood the test. Little children got burned to death rather than kiss the cross. So that's the why Klal Yisrael is so beloved, because of the dedication, the fulfillment, the faithfulness of Kadosh Baruch Hu in these 2,000 years of darkness. Mavakoi hanitzch di shel am hanetzach avukim atoy v'shmiris mitzvosei shoyshe noitz v'oisev ikoach shizvorech mosh rabbeinu im Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Sheresh, the root of Klal Yisrael's ability to fight and to withstand the Nisonis, to take away the Torah, the root of that is in the Kuach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu had in the Gemara we mentioned, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to take away the Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't let him. Hashem is Baruch Hu V'yachol Yatzel Lekachim Itanes HaTorah V'Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Nicha. V'yachol, Hashem is trying to take away the Torah from Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'm not letting you. You can't take away the Torah, it's mine. And with a sub, what we're using the terms here, with a chutzpah, so to speak, he fights and overpowers Hashem. Obviously, you understand that he didn't overpower Hashem, but that's the shorish of what happened here, is the koyach we have not to give up when things get tough. The koyach ze enu chad pami, like everything in the Torah. Nothing's once historical event, and therefore it's over now, and the Torah is some kind of historical document. No, it's the Shiroshim of our Voida. Maisa Avoy Simin Lebonim. The Koch Ze Enu Chad Pami Bekorad Doires Afba Matzavim Piyochol Hayo Hashem Kuiv. The matzah is where it looks like Hashem's your enemy. Nelcham Klal Yisrael al Schusay Lishmos HaTorah. Klal Yisrael has fought hard battles to keep the Torah. HaMelchama HaNeles L'marot Shekviyochol Nira Yashem Yisparach Menen Litol Nitanus HaTorah. Even though it looks like Hashem is trying to take away our Torah, Hashem is not letting us keep the Torah. Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael fought back to keep the Torah. The full libraries of books of stories of Hayyidin out of their way. He's going to bring a few examples, some personal, where his mother kept Shabbos in Auschwitz. Amazing, amazing stories about how Klal Yisrael were not prepared to give up any aspects of their Torah. Perhaps, maybe just once again, we're in this matzav at the moment called COVID-19, whatever. It doesn't mean you go against the Torah to keep the Torah. I've heard people use this concept to say that, they're closing the shuls, and therefore we're not closing the shuls, we're going to fight for our right to daven in shul and daven in minyan. That's silly. That's chutz me the fact that you're not bikairos by doing that. I'm not saying that. That's a mefurush beragola in Shulchan Aruch. But that's silly. That's not the milchama. That's not the way a Jew approaches the situation. A Jew approaches the situation and says, Hashem closed the shul, now what does he want from me? I can't have an shul now because there's a sekhana, because there's a chilul Hashem, even if you say it's not a sekhana, it is a sekhana, but let's say you hold it's not. But still, the davening there could be a chilul Hashem, it could cause anti-Semitism, we don't know. So therefore, now what are you going to do? There's a new mitzvah on the ground. So how are you going to fight for your right to continue to serve Hashem? You'll have to work out new ways of serving Hashem. The Rosh Yeshiv in Tifrach gave a shmuz on Motzei Shabbos. So there's two aspects. There's Oini va'Oshir. He thought that this Zman Kites is going to be a Zman of Oini. The Yeshiva, the Bochri Mountain, the Yeshiva, the Ramim, the Holy Soil, the Zman of Sfir Sa'ime, where we're getting ready for Shavuos, is a Zman with fire burns. And the Ritcha Raisi is now the walls are locking from Torah, and now there's no one there. It's all shut and whatever. He said, but he sees that people are learning, and people are mitgaber on the phones and with the chavrusas and in homes and whatever. And he said, I don't know, it's his man shaloisha. It's his man mamash of enormous wealth and riches the way people are learning today. So that's the vote. You're trying to take away the Torah from me. You close the yeshivas, Hashem. Whatever reason, I'm saying why. The problem is what? You see, Hashem closed the yeshiva. I said, now what do you do about that? You find ways to do it. We want to have this vibe. We want to get together every morning. We want to learn. We want to think a little bit. We want to just use our brains a little bit. Just be a little bit different from the rest of the world. It doesn't want to think. We come here to think every morning. So Hashem said, no, you can't. Eish Kodesh, you closed. You can't go to Eish Kodesh. So then you can't go to Beit Shemesh. You have to stay home. You have to walk to yourself. So what do? We found ways. We find ways to continue learning. And sometimes when you do that, you said sometimes even better. Because when you do that, you get enormous yatid ishmael that you don't always get. So that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about fighting against the Hashem, kenega the Torah. We still be on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is still what governs our conduct. You have to find ways in Shulchan Aruch you have to get very creative. How do you have Kriyas HaTorah? How do you do that? You have to get very creative halachically. Not like the Reform get very creative halachically when they have a problem, so they just rewrite the Torah. No. You have to keep Torah. Therefore, all the mitzvahs and all the halachas and all the nagas, and if you're not sure yourself, you ask somebody knows. But we still fighting to keep the Torah. That means keeping the Torah the way Hashem wants us to keep it. But not the way we think. You just now it's hefty. You can glance all over the Torah. So that's very important yourself to remember that's what you're doing. You have to be very proud. The person who's sitting and learning today is a lot kasher, is a lot pashut. He's fighting for his right to learn Torah. Fine. Okay. ומתן להמחיש את הדברים נביא לאנה מסגילו אבו שגילו יהודים פשוט everybody's got a whole storehouse of stories about how Jews were mamish and compromising in their desire to keep it with people who brought tefillin in Auschwitz and matzahs and whatever. But yes, he's going to bring a few stories, the one from his mother which is mamish just noirav ayoyim. Anyway, he was a Rosh Tavla, as I told, was a Holocaust survivor. He never went to the camps. His mother went to Auschwitz, and she survived. Gluim eilu magali mesugulis nishmas Yisrael ve'es dvukose b'derech ha-mitzvus l'marot kashim ha-merubim. These stories will relate, will show, will see the revelation of Klal Yisrael's unbelievable strength and desire and love to continue to be the Kalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pam ha-meliim yishichyim, Abbas Hashon, Aim ata choyshev shelo shamanu Shabbos ba-Auschwitz? Do you think, his mother told him, do you think we didn't keep Shabbos in Auschwitz? Shamanu v'aydech chud mikiv Shabbos. Lo rak b'Shabbos atzmo shamanu sa Shabbos. We just keep Shabbos on Shabbos. Ela b'meshach kol yomai sa shvu kaimus se zocher es yom haShabbos l'kodesh. 6 days of the week plus Shabbos u'makaim zocher es yom haShabbos l'kodesh. What does she mean? Ma asinu? Ha'isli sham chevra achas chevere achas. There was one woman, Ishi Yekara v'Yerushamayim, very precious woman of Yerushamayim. He limda es kulanu keitzer lishmo Shabbos b'sifchei chira gehenem nazi. She taught us how to keep Shabbos in the Nazi gehenem. Pa'am b'shura kibalnu beged naki. Once a week we used to get a clean beged. Lefshanu oisev ha'meshach ha'shvua ha'fuch. We wore inside out the whole week. Rak b'yom shishi ben ha'shmoshu safochne es ha'beged l'kovod Shabbos. Then Erev Shabbos, ben ha'shmoshu is, we would turn the beged in the right way around to wear the beged l'kovod Shabbos. Lo pam havchina b'kacha kapo ha'marashad. The authority, the kapo, whoever was in charge of them there, whatever, noticed this. V'tzak aleinu medua anachnu loveshes is a beged afuch. Why are you wearing a beged inside out? Ulamuma lo zalom. Nothing helped them. Lo hitpaleinu mitzakosu makosev. They got screams and blow. They got hit for this. Lo akshivenu leumu. We didn't listen to her threats and we didn't change. Amadu begvur v'shamanu aritzoneni l'lveshes abeged afuch. We stayed by our strength, wherever God him upside, inside out, kach shamanu Shabbos kodesh yom yom b'mokum tzom avos. There in the valley of the shadow of death, we kept Shabbos 6 days a week and 7 days a week. We kept Shabbos. That's, we can't even begin to understand what we're talking about here. Zuk koiches shel ha-bechira chofshi shenitna la'adam. That's a bechira, that's a koich ha-bechira that a person's got. The kol yudi yesh koich lishmo es mitzvah satayra ha-kadushu b'kol tnai b'kol matzah. When he's honest, when a person's honest, he's honest. I'm not talking about where you're honest. Aval, where you have bechira, where you have bechira, under any conditions, under any circumstances, a person can keep the Torah. The morata kashim ha-noirim e'ef shel itol miyudi es ha-dveikas b'Hashem b'toros. You can't take away my keshu with Hashem. And Hashem's Torah, you can't take it away from me because I have bechira not to give it up. Maybe the Rebbe Agoy from Michal David Weissman was a tzaddik for Kolish and Brocha. How you rather less a pesa a sipu ava? We have time for the story. If this doesn't change you. Well, there's a lot of unbelievable stories there. Okay, let's the big chizuk. Let's they in the safe. Let's look at them. Rebbe Weissman was very, very involved. Going Oilam was very involved in Tzolah. Saving people in the Holocaust, whatever. He wrote a book called Banner Mitzorim. It's a compulsory reading. You need to read it, understand what was going on there. Anyway, it was Rotaba's Rebbe. He started the yeshiva in Nitra. That's where they came from, Czechoslovakia. And he moved the yeshiva and started it. And the yeshiva still goes to that. Anyway, Rabbi Mendel was a Malach Hashem. He would go out at night. There was only one phone where they were staying. I don't know where he was. He went to the roof of the wall. There was only one phone in the whole place. It was Zubin Balakos who had a phone. The wise man was very busy raising money and trying to get to save money to buy Yidden, to save Yidden's lives, whatever. Well, it was a curfew. You couldn't go out at night. There were soldiers on the streets. He used to walk from where he stayed to go to the phone. He used to walk. He used to hide and whatever. He used to walk like a malach down the street, go to the guy whose phone he needed to use. He needed to phone America to make calls to get people to send money. He was working for Paul Roberts, who was in America. There was enormous, unbelievable work going on there. He described a lot of it in the Sefer. And they never stopped it. No one ever bothered him. It was Mama Shemalach Hashem. And he went through. Anyway, he talks about what he had to deal with from the secularists who would let him send money. I mean, he lost, but lost. The Ben Amatorium is a Sefer well worthwhile looking at, maybe during the 3 weeks. I can't finish about it. Very well worthwhile.
If I can interrupt you 1 second, I just wanted to tell you that the family of my wife, they were from Nitra also.
Oh, right.
And the Safta of my wife, she was little, but she was blonde and blue eyes. They would use her together with Rabbi Weissmandel, the Sabaraba of my wife. Okay, together with Rabbi Weissmandel, they would make a fake passport. Okay, to send to people, and the Safta of my wife, since she was blonde and blue eyes, they would make her, you know, like on the sides, and she would be the one who would go to different places to give those passports, whatever. Wow.
It's in the book of You've read the Sefer Benemet of Rav Osmandl's? Okay, so now you have no excuses.
Okay, Vissarion.
Talking about your wife's grandmother, you have to read the Sefer. The Sefer is the biggest eye opener you'll ever have. It'll shatter all the foundations you ever thought of. Okay, Shkoyach Reb Shimon. There's a lot of schiot. He saved many, many lives. He screams about the ones he could have saved. But anyway, that's not the story now. Fine. Let's get back to Mitra. B'shnei sazon b'zman achisul asoifi shel ira Mitri shel Kuzlakovakia. Ira Germanim b'shas boke mukdema says Yudi Ha'ir. The final dissolution of the ghetto. What did they call it? They had a name for it. When they emptied out the ghetto, they had a name for it. Whatever it was, when they were finally getting the place, getting all the Yidden out. So the Germans early in the morning took the Yidden, Girshu Atam Mibateim, but those Choisam Lukonois Bakar. They took all the Yidden out of their homes and pushed them into the wagons, into the train wagons. Mishpochos Shleimus, Avos, Simois, Viladim Rakim, Nolzlulitz, Tafuf at Kilo Neutre Lahem of Koimus Yeshiva. We know, we don't have to go into too much here. We know what the Yidden suffered on those railway carts. The Kachtachas Hashemesh, Hakufos, Hakufos Hashilchamama, Latais, Tafonis, Hakonois, Amdu Lalo Lechem Bamayim, Ein Moshe. No water, no bread, no maim. It was boiling hot. They were sitting there. The suffering was a noy of a yod. When you see me, they Yudi Pashut. What we call a Yudi Pashut, I don't know what that means. Shemagal Tanagolet. He was a chicken farmer. He grew chickens. From a called Yeta Yudim, I'm a gam who bedoicher put sifufois the caravan. He also was in the wagon, squeezed and pushed, and people screaming and crying and boiling hot. They stood like that sometimes for days. Yakanim mishpochos evelodov. His wife and children. Akatanim shoyv mitchananim letipas maim. The children are screaming for a drop of water. This Jew had other problems. There was another Yid who was walking the street. Why he was walking in the street free, I don't know, but he was. He's going to explain now. There were a few Yidden that the Germans took to serve them, and they let them live a bit longer. They eventually would kill them as well. But they used them to do some of their dirty work. So this Yid inside the wagon, he pokes his nose out the window and he says, Moshe, aseli tova, do me a favor. He was running around free outside. Gash lebeisi, go to my house, v'chales atal nagolot, and go feed my chickens. Zechot tzar balechaim deraisa. Remember, tzar balechaim is a deraisa. Well, what's his problem? His problem is Tzav Alechaim. He's got chickens that he hasn't fed this morning and he needs to feed them because Tzav Alechaim is the Raisa. You tell me you're honest. Hashem's told you you don't have to feed any chickens. That's all. You've got kids here that are dying of thirst. You yourself are dying of thirst. You're on your way to Auschwitz. What are you talking about? No? Cold's man, there's a Yid walking fast and I can tell him, please, to be Mashliach, to go feed the chickens or whatever. That's what's worrying a Yid. That's what's bothering a Yid. Tzav Alechaim, the Raisa. People lost their human form in these matzav. A person gets put into a matzav like this, you can lose your humanity. He could have turned around and said, Rabbi Shalaylov, Eichen Tzav Alechaim Shalcha? Where's your Tzav Alechaim? You command us in Tzav Alechaim, I've got to feed my chickens, what about you? Where's your Tzav Alechaim to me? Am I any Toivim Kiyudim? Rachem Na Aleinu Kabal Chaim? Vatzeleton. You don't treat me like a yip, or at least treat me like a chicken. Hashem, it's Tzav Alechaim. At least treat me like a chicken. No. If any ray I feel like a day like Shev Kabal Chaim, it's Machati Alodai. If you can't treat me, I feel like a Bal Chaim, what are my children's sin? Hem Tzakim Lechem B'mayim, Ani Yochel Atetlem, Rachem Atem Aleim. I can't even feed my children, I can't give them water. No. והנה גם במצב בלתי אנושי זה לא נפגום דבקוסו ואמנוסו של יהודי זה בקדוש ברוך הוא. Not for one minute that this situation that he was in that we can't even begin, I'm going to try work my head around it. This Jew says, talk about it. There's this old Simon Shulchan Aruch, I can keep on keeping it. I'm going to take away my dvekas from Hashem, yeah? ודי פשוט מגדל תן לגולוס נאווה כביוכם הקודש ברוך הוא ואימא this פשוט, he's having a wooly with Hashem אתה רצה לקחת ממני את האמונה ואת התורה? You're trying to take away my אמונה and your תורה? הרי אני אויחס בתורוסכו. No, I'm holding on. אפילו אתה לא אתן לך לקחת ממני, even now I'm not letting you take my power away from me, I'm sorry. אפילו במצב היום זה רצוני לקיים את מצוותיך, even in this unbelievable, terrible situation that I'm in, but I have a desire to keep your Torah, to keep your mitzvahs. לשמור על ציווייך שניתן לקיים את מצוות צער לחיים דרייס. את מצוות צער לחיים דרייס, זה תפילין נכון, but I don't have. Making kiddush on Shabbos, not going to happen. A lot of mitzvahs are can't, but with tzav alechaim, I can point some of the shliach kufi to mekayim, the mitzvah tzav alechaim, if that's what I can do, that's what I'm going to do, because I'm not giving up your Torah for nothing. Al mo'ir hazeh v'doim av nemru ha-milim ha-matzitois v'nezgovus govru yodov shel Moshe. This is a kiyum of that Gemara that we saw, govru yodov shel Moshe. Hashem trying to take away the Torah kiviyochel, not trying to take it away, he's trying to just give us a hizdamnut to ma'avak for it and to take it back. Govru yodov shel Moshe, and everybody goes through this. דברים אלו הם דברי החוסית בעל חוי וסלבובוס שכוסף שם על אחד מהחסיד מהכם לא כמר רוצה בידס נער ובידס this is another מוידי כמוידי כמייסה this group from Rishon בעל חוי וסלבובוס brings it down each other with Hashem maybe we'll do that I'm not going to start it now he's going to bring down אחד מהחסידים שהיה קם בלילה ואומר אלוקי הרפתני ואירים עזבתני ואירום עזבתני ומחשוכי הלילה חושפתני ואיסכו ודוד תורכונים אם תסופרני באש even if you'll burn me with that you've done all these things to me you ממש you've tortured me and tormented me even if you'll burn me with fire לא איסיף כי אם אהבה ושמחה בחוק all that's going to make me do is to my love and simcha in you That's all you're going to do to me. You can do whatever you want. You can throw whatever you've got at me. All it's going to do is get me to love you more, to put simcha more in you. These are very high daigas. These are very high levels. And we're not being tested at those levels because Hashem knows we're not going to handle that. If you just stop for 1 minute and look at the generation that was in Berlin before the war. Actually, the truth is I'm not even going to speak about that now because we can maybe start off tomorrow with that because it needs a few abdomas. But you see that, I'll just raise the question, you see that the Nisoyin of what the Ramban spoke about, where the Mavak, the Malchama was a religious Malchama, was kiss the cross and live happy after, or die because you want to stay a Jew. Hitler and Machshmai never gave us the choice. Didn't matter if you were religious or not religious, didn't matter if you weren't even Jewish, but if your great-grandfather was Jewish, he would take you. We see there was a very big difference in the nature of that struggle. The one was a Bechira to stay religious. No, man, you didn't have any Bechira. You were a Jew, you got killed. We see very different Nisoinia. So that needs an understanding, but we don't have time for it now. I don't want to do it Kalachiyat because it's too important to get. And we'll discuss it another time. But yeah, you see the Yid standing up and saying, hey, you're going to burn me, you're going to torture me, you can do what you want. All you're going to do is make me love you more. We're not at that level, as I mentioned. We're discussing very high levels and ideals here, but each person in his own little space can find these responses and reactions and say to Hashem, whatever it is that Hashem is doing to you, that's an issue for you. Yeah, it's hard, it's tough, I'm having a rough time, about it's not going to get me to love you any less. But to be real with oneself, don't start telling me, if you stood next to the bonfire, we never won this year, but if you remember last year, as you ask yourself, you're prepared to jump into this fire now, most of us would say, no, it's a little bit it's a bit hot, it's uncomfortable, we're not geared for those kind of issues. Hashem should spare us. Aval, we do have big nisoinus on our lives that are beginning with serious nefesh. Mamash with serious nefesh, I've got many examples. We don't have time now. But we'll stop here. Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. There's some very important nisoinus here that need to be extracted from each of these stories. The name of the Sefer who's asking, it's called Beit HaMetzarim by Rav Weizmandel. It's very commonly easily available. Okay, any questions, comments, reactions? Otherwise, have a wonderful
question. Is it not better to increase our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything is going well than to increase our love with the situation is very bad and it's sometimes it's too late?
It's never too late. That's number one. It's never too late. Because when you're breathing, it's never too late. What we've discussed here are the two dynamics. We have to love Hashem under all circumstances, even when it's going good. The only problem is when it's going good, I don't know if I can trust your love. Because what will you look like when it's not going good? But it's always going good. It's just it doesn't look like you two it's going good. So in Achinami, that's what we're saying. If your boss is being nice to you and he's giving you a raise every month and he's treating you beautifully, he gives you a big fat offers and he sends you on overseas cruises, being very nice to you, so why are you being loyal to him? Tell you a big miser. There was a group of big, very rich people came from South Africa on a tour here. One of the Rosh Hashivas or whatever from South Africa brought him. They took him to the Gedol Yisrael. They went on a teal. Some of them were Tshuva. Some of them hadn't been Chozer B'Tshuva. They weren't from yet. But they were supporters of Torah. So they took the Rav Steinman. So there was a guy there, a very wealthy guy, he was about 30 years old. So someone said to him, the Rosh Yeshiva, can you give him a brocha? He's not married, he needs a shidduch. So Rav Steinman said to him, why are you not married? You're a good looking guy, you look fine, you're a multi-billionaire. I mean, why can't you find a wife? What's the problem? He says, well, because I don't know why she's marrying me. Maybe she's not marrying me because she likes me. Maybe she doesn't really like me, but she wants my money. You know, a guy like me that's got all this money, whatever, can give a wife a lot of things that a woman might want, but maybe she's not, I don't know. I don't know how to trust. I don't know who to trust. So the bottom line, without even flinching, he turned around and said, that's easy. Give me all your money. You can go get married. What's the problem?
Okay.
So it's a cute story. It's a cute story, but there's a depth to it as well. It means sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, oh, you love me because I'm doing Esamakas, and I took you out of Mitzrayim, and I did Kriyas Yam Suf, I'm giving you the Torah, and you're living on the man, and you're drinking Miriam's water. Maybe that's why you're coming with me. I don't know that you're really loyal, and you're just coming for the wrong, because I'm called Tov. So you know how I test to see whether you really love me? Well, take away all the presents and see, will you still love me? Then I know that you love me because of me, not because of all the presents I'm giving you. So they are nekudah. That's really what's going on here. But in Achinami, sometimes it's harder to be in connection with Hashem when it's going well. When suddenly you don't have panosa, suddenly your davening looks much better than it did when you did have panosa. When there's money in the bank, so you don't daven with the same urgency as when there's no money in the bank. When you don't have money in the bank, you daven much better. You connect Hashem much better. In Achinami, no, we have to connect the same. In Achinami, I agree with you, but you can't prove your love to Hashem when everything's going well, because maybe that's just because it's going well. But it's not going well and you stay loyal. Oh, then you can trust. Yeah, I hope that makes it clearer.
Thanks.
There's a question here. What is this? Rav Tetz's new book is called As the Darkness Ends